Thank you very much, Secretary General. It's been a real pleasure to come and see Secretary General Jagland again, and on his home territory this time. Last time we met, we were both in Edinburgh for a meeting of the Standing Committee of the Parliamentary Assembly. And of course, later this morning, I'll be giving a report on behalf of the Committee of Ministers to the plenary session of the Parliamentary Assembly. We've discussed a number of items in our meeting just now. I've repeated the very strong support which the United Kingdom government and the UK chairmanship gives to the Secretary General's programme of reform of the Council of Europe. We think that he has brought discipline and a sense of clear priorities to the work of the Council that will serve the Council's institutions and every member state well into the future. We also talked about the United Kingdom's programme of reform of the European Court of Human Rights, something about which Prime Minister Cameron will be speaking in greater detail when he addresses the Parliamentary Assembly tomorrow. And we believe that the court needs reform in order to strengthen both its efficiency and its reputation. The Court of Human Rights is one of the great triumphs of that first generation of post-war European political leaders. You know, it has helped to establish clear minimum standards of human rights across our continent at a time when countries have been recovering from the traumatic experience of either fascist or communist rule. But the court needs to have available to it ways in which to deal with questions of admissibility, to make a reality of the principle of subsidiarity, to take forward measures to ensure national implementation, as the Secretary General has said. That is the key to, in many respects, to having fewer cases referred to Strasbourg in the first place. So our programme of reforms seeks to address all of those issues. We will be working very hard over the next weeks to obtain consensus amongst our 46 fellow members of the Council of Europe and aim to present some draft proposals towards the end of next month. We hope that those will then be taken forward to a declaration by ministers at a meeting towards the end of our 6 months chairmanship. We're under no illusions that we can accomplish absolutely everything in just 6 months in the chair, but I think we have a real opportunity together to help forge a consensus that will take the Court and the Council of Europe's work further in the right direction for the challenges of the 21st century.
Paul Bartrop from the BBC in Bristol. What do you think of the suggestion from some parts of the British media and indeed some parts of the Conservative Party that if you don't get the reforms you desire with the European Court, that Britain should pull out of the Convention on Human Rights?
There's no question of the United Kingdom pulling out of the European Convention or the European Court. We're a founder member of the Council of Europe. I think the challenge for all of us, not just the United Kingdom, but all 47 member states, is to put together reforms that will enable the court to do its job better faced with the new challenges of the 21st century. And I'm, you know, optimistic that we have the makings of a consensus to take those reforms further forward. And I genuinely believe that those are the interests of everybody. The first attempt to define such reforms were made in the Interlaken Declaration. What we are talking about is trying to take forward and make concrete and radical the principles that were established in Interlaken.